In the studio, Karen Hart, the editor of North Bay Biz Magazine. Hi, Karen. Good to talk to you. And also Vicente Tlatilpa.
Good morning.
Okay, very good. He is one of the subjects of an article in North Bay Biz this month. Also, Director of Development and Communications for Conservation Corps North Bay, Anastasia Pryor is here. Welcome to you, too.
Thank you, good morning.
Good to have everybody along for the ride. Karen, first of all, tell us why you chose the January edition to spend on the business of caring in our community.
So, this is one of our most popular issues of the year, and it's all about business and nonprofit working together. And Conservation Corps North Bay, otherwise known as CCNB, is an organization that captures the spirit of this issue.
It's the Conservation Corps of the North Bay. If someone is unaware of it at this point, Vicente, how would you describe it?
We're a nonprofit that helps young people get the opportunity to finish high school and get work experience while at the same time learning to be stewards of our environment through working in recycling and natural resources teams.
So recycling and natural resources are the two cruxes, right? And Vicente is really the poster child.
Absolutely.
For this organization and how it works. Tell us a little bit about your story, sir.
I guess I'll start at the beginning. Back in 2009, there's no way to put it. I didn't have no motivation to better myself or anything. And it was through talking to a family friend about trying to figure out what I wanted to do that he was able to connect me with Conservation Corps North Bay. And it was through CCNB that I got a high school diploma and got leadership skills that I was later able to take to different jobs. And it was really the foundation for my life as a professional adult. If it wasn't for Conservation Corps, I wouldn't have been able to get myself together and really function as an adult, because I really had no motivation or skills.
Were you going down the wrong path at that time?
For the most part, I was going down the path a lot of people do, where I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't getting into trouble, but I was kind of a couch potato a little bit. I was hanging out with my friends, and it got really... what's the word I'm looking for? It got just really sedimental. I wasn't going to do anything. And I was told at one point if I didn't go to college, I was just going to be a loser. So I was taking that role on. And it took somebody else to look at me and say, hey, you have potential. And this is what the organization really does, is we are another opportunity for those that already think they're a lost cause. But if they have a fight left in them, they can come to us and we'll help them finish their high school diploma or get work experience, which is really important as well.
And Vicente, answer me this. Was it the people at Conservation Corps? Was it the philosophy behind it? What worked for you?
I think it was a mixture of both, and also the love of nature. When I was younger, I was exposed to Outward Bound. It was a trip that I took when I was 16, and I was able to go mountaineering and whitewater rafting. And that was my first taste of nature and why it was important. And taking that love of nature I had already and being able to apply it to a job and something that was going to get me a high school diploma was the reason why I thought it was going to be a good fit. And really, the people, it's a family. The people is one of the reasons why I think we're successful. We are there to help the youth and to really teach them about the importance of taking care of our planet.
And what kinds of things do you do in the Corps?
We have two main tracks that people can go through once they're Corps members, which is what we call our employees. They can go down the recycling path, where they work with electronic waste, bottles and cans. We also install those medallions on storm drains that say don't dump, leads to creek or leads to waterway.
Very important.
And a little oil education. And then on the other side, we have natural resources, which they go out there, do fire fuel reduction, so we don't have wildfires like we had a couple seasons ago. We work both in Marin and Sonoma County doing flood watch when it rains. We recently in Novato were out there hitting hot spots, cleaning up the drains so certain communities wouldn't flood that normally would flood when heavy rains come through. And working on trails, also working on erosion control type of work, anything out there in the parks, making sure that the landscape out there stays.
Well, they need the extra help too. And Anastasia, can I ask you a question about the Conservation Corps? How many kids in Sonoma County are have been so far taken into this program and affected positively by it?
Well, we serve
get
about
close a, to your microphone here.
There we go. We serve about 100 a year. And we've been in operation since 1982, but in Sonoma County since about 2012 or so in Sonoma County. So,
is it an application process for kids to get involved?
Yes, and that's actually Vicente's role with Conservation Corps North Bay. He's our recruiter, which is fabulous because he's been through the entire process.
Yeah.
So it's they, and that speaks to a big portion of the type of work that we do, because it's not only giving the paid work experience, but they also learn all the soft skills required to function as an adult in society as well. So they get their career pathways training. So they apply, they have to apply for the job. They interview with Vicente. Mm-hmm. And once they're here, they get career pathways coaching as well.
Very good. Karen?
You know, I just want to say this. Last year, the Corps members removed 76 tons of litter from local roadways.
76 tons?
Tons.
Wow.
Yeah. Imagine that. They performed 65 acres of habitat restoration services, and they recycled nearly 8,000 tires.
8,000 tires?
Yep.
Wow. So this is a win-win situation for the youth and for our communities.
Yeah, it definitely is. And Vicente, not only clearly are you the poster child for the Conservation Corps North Bay, but you also were enamored enough with it that you decided to stay in. So you're working for this organization now.
Yes.
Yes?
So after I was a Corps member, I left it around 2012, and I was gone for about 8 years. In those 8 years, I was able to learn all kinds of things. I was in sales. I got really good at it, and that's how I ended up coming back to CCMB. I got good at something that I had no passion for. So I came back to be a supervisor in the recycling team, and then when the position was open, it was pretty easy for me to transition into the recruitment and orientation role because I understood the program 100%. I had worked in both of the departments we have in natural resources and recycling. And I can just speak from a firsthand perspective, because if it works for me, a lot of the young people that we serve,
they're going to believe you, right?
Well, they had similar backgrounds.
Yeah.
We have stories that are pretty much the same. And it's one of those things where I'm able to speak to them because I was them, and they can be me. And that's one of the things that's really awesome about our program, that we have the potential to impact people's lives where they can turn around their life 360.
And Anastasia, how is this program funded?
We're really fortunate in that we have a variety of funding streams. So when you hear about the work that Vicente's talking about, a lot of that work that happens on our public lands are funded by our partners. So we work with a lot of public agencies, Sonoma Water, the Park Service, other different public entities, Sonoma County Floods, Marin Floods. They pay for our Corps members to do those projects. So it's fee-for-service work. We have some contracts with the different counties. And then, of course, my department is charged with raising funds to fill that gap.
Shore it up. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So we, like most nonprofits, we provide a lot more services and are covered by those fee-for-service and other contracts that we have. So we have a pretty robust fundraising department.
And how long has the organization been in Sonoma County?
Since 2012.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so comparatively new.
Yeah.
In the nonprofit world.
Yeah, there was, at that time, the Sonoma County supervisors saw that there was a big need for youth development and also a lot of environmental work needed extra support. And so they worked with us to bring our program up here after seeing all the good work that we were doing in Marin County. So they asked us to do that. And through a bond, we were able to purchase our property here in Cotati so that we could have a good, robust recycling program here, as well as one of the locations of our charter school.
Very good. And not affiliated with the California Conservation Corps,
no.
Correct?
Okay. Correct. Well, we do work. We work closely with them.
I'll
we
bet,
contract
you're involved
them.
In some of the same projects,
absolutely.
I would think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But we're our own local corps. We're actually the first local corps in the country.
I bet it won't be the last.
No. We've become more and more important over time.
Very good. The issue this month is called The Business of Caring, Partnering for Community. And Karen, what else are we going to find in this issue?
All right. You can also read about Catholic Charities and how they're assisting 2017 fire victims. Also, Lagunitas, the brewery with heart.
Boy, that's for sure.
And how they give back to community. But I just want to mention one more thing. This is our 30th anniversary of the North Bay Biz Readers Poll.
Yes.
So cast your vote. You will find a ballot in the magazine. And if you don't have the magazine, go online to northbaybiz.com and vote for your favorite insurance company, business restaurant, Chardonnay.
Or many other items.
Or I'm many
sure.
others.
We have so much to choose from here. Well, let me say thank you, Karen. Thank you, Vicente. And thank you, Anastasia, for being here and being such a dynamic example for us. We appreciate that very much.